Hi, this is Lori Johnson with Hancock Whitney Bank, and you're listening to Local Leaders, the podcast. Visit localleadersthepodcast.com for previous episodes or for information on appearing on the show.
Hey everyone, it's Jim Chapman with Local Leaders, the podcast, and I want to make you aware of a fantastic deal they have going on right now at Fit Body Boot Camp in Denham Springs, Louisiana. If you go to the link getfitdenhamsprings.com/localleaders, you can get $30 off of the regular price of $129 for 30 days of classes. Go to the link, click it, sign up. 30-day classes for only $99 through that link. It's a special deal offered to all of our listeners at Local Leaders, the podcast. Hey everyone, and welcome to another edition of Local Leaders, the podcast. I am Jim Chapman, and the two guys sitting across from me, I'm going to introduce to you right now. They're from Premier Exterior Cleaning. It is Mr. Tim Flynn and Mr. Alan Saltis. So how are you guys doing today?
Doing pretty well. Doing great.
It is Friday, and that means absolutely nothing to the business owner, right? Not right at all. It just means Saturday's coming, that's all. So we're glad to have you here today, and I want to kind of jump into some of the history that you guys have. And first, we're going to start with Mr. Flynn over here. He's the, I guess what you would say is the original owner of this company. And right. So I want to learn a little bit more about you just personally. I found your story interesting. You're from Ohio.
Correct.
There's a pretty good story to how you ended up in kind of the pressure wash business. A lot of people would be surprised to know you were a history teacher one time.
I taught history. I've done a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a background. My master's degree is urban transportation planning.
Yes.
I worked with the federal government for a few years, and I ended up being a director of transportation at a school system in Virginia. And my wife is, you know, she was working there. I followed her around the country.
Sure.
And during the summertime, we don't work a whole lot. You know, we work about half the time.
Yeah.
And to make, you know, just to stay not bored. And some guy asked me, you know, want to come and help me learn how to wash houses.
Right.
And we're in Virginia on the Chesapeake Bay, lots of moisture, lots of algae, lots of mildew. And I said, sure. Yeah. I said, well, let's go try this. So I started, and that was 27 years ago.
Yeah.
And I just did it on the side, and I just kind of maintained it as I was going along and helping people out and cleaning their houses. And it was great.
Yeah.
You know, and just, you know, satisfaction.
Right.
The customer, and their eyes lighten up when they say, wow, I can't believe you can do that. And it's that clean. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And then I actually ended up being a sales rep for a chemical company, and they sent me in for training at ABC Compounding in Atlanta, Georgia. And so I got to learn more about chemicals and what cleans what and what cleans what how, and how to use chemicals safely.
Yeah.
You know, in techniques. And so that's kind of the direction that I went. And eventually I just said, you know what? I'm not going to be a transportation director anymore at 70 to 80 hours a week. I want to try this, which I didn't know was going to be 80 to 90 hours a
week. Yeah, I know the feeling.
Never sleep, huh?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, the life of the business owner is interesting in that you're doing what you love, and what, you know, all of those sorts of things. You're your own boss, all of that, but you definitely work a lot, and that's something people don't realize unless they're in the business, owning business, I guess you could say. When I started doing this full time, I had a friend tell me, he said, you're gonna work harder and longer than you've ever worked in your life, but you're going to love every single minute of it. And he's right. So off you go. And at some point, we're going to fast forward a little bit. You end up in Louisiana. How did you end up here, deep south?
My wife took a job. Yeah. She's a bridge engineer.
Civil engineer.
So she builds bridges and abutments and things of that sort all over this area, Louisiana, Alabama, Texas.
Very good.
So I had to follow her.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and I got a really good job as a transportation director. And it got to a point like 70 hours a week, 80 hours a week, and 130 drivers. I love the job.
Yeah.
But it was taking a toll on the family.
Sure.
And I was looking around, I was like, you know, what do I know how to do? I took a 2-week vacation.
Yeah.
I went on a horseback ride in Colorado.
Yeah.
And as I'm leaving, I'm like, it was really hurting me. So I went, you know what? Everything's dirty here. There's so much mold and mildew and algae.
Yeah.
And I can really help these people. I can do it at a cost that isn't going to hurt them.
Yeah.
But I can give them a product that's going to last a lot longer because I have a great background in it.
Yeah.
And that's when I called my old boss and said, you know what? I'm not going to come back. We're going to consider this my 2-week notice. And he was like, dude, do what you need to do. Have fun.
Yeah.
He goes, if you can make it work, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's very good. One of the great things about having my direct report was he was the owner, you know, so we were really tight.
Yeah.
And I still do work with him today.
Yeah.
But it's on the cleaning side.
Right. Yeah.
You know, exactly. So we're still friends. And he understood, and you know, actually, we're better friends now than we were when I worked for him.
Wow, very good.
So it is wonderful.
Very good. Glad to hear that. And was it culture shock for you when you got to Louisiana? A little different.
You know, it wasn't, believe it or not, because I lived here before.
Oh, okay.
When I was a history teacher, my wife was here for. She was working on the James P. Ottman Bridge up in St. Francisville.
Yeah,
and
beautiful.
Yeah, so I just took a job for a year and a half. At that particular point, we've been here for 12 years now.
Right.
So we're not moving. Our daughter is going to graduate from high school in 2 years. So
yeah.
We're here until then. Right.
Yeah.
But no, we just, we're trying to figure out, we're living in Florida at the time, and I was doing some pressure washing down there and soft washing. And I said, hey, she was getting moved around and we didn't want to go to Washington State.
Right.
So where do we look? Well, we've lived in Virginia. We've lived in Alabama. We've lived in Louisiana. We've lived in Ohio. We've lived in Wisconsin. Where do we want to be? I'm like, the food's the best in Louisiana.
Oh, it is. 100%.
And the weather is better. In Virginia, the food was really excellent, too. We lived on the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah.
The food was excellent, but Louisiana had, hands down, the best food and the nicest people.
Yeah.
You know,
I hear that a lot from people from other areas of the country that move here. They always comment that the people here are just super nice. They're, you know, and not the people anywhere else are rude, but
right,
it's different, they say.
We don't all have web feet.
Yeah.
What I found is people here like to get together a lot.
Yes.
You know, lots of neighboring.
Yes.
You know, cookouts, things like, even if they don't know you, you know, new person in the neighborhood, they come on, let's come on over and have a cookout.
Right.
You know, and I know everybody in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good way to put it. And you look, tailgating, all those sorts of things. Yeah. Somebody comes up that they don't even know, and it's not like, well, who is that person eating our food? You know,
right.
They
it's want very
it.
Social.
We want it over here. And,
absolutely.
And, so very good. Now, I'm going to turn to Mr. Alan Saltis, the fourth.
That's right.
The
that's
fourth.
Right.
That means there's three other people named Alan Saltis in his family.
It's havoc on the mail system.
I hear you. Hey, when it comes to podcasting local business, I want perfection. And when it comes to banking, I want personal service. And that's why I bank with Hancock Whitney. Hancock Whitney Bank not only provides me with a local business banker, but also the experience and knowledge only a bank with a history of over 100 years can provide. With over 230 branches in the Gulf South, Hancock Whitney can service all of your banking needs, including commercial lending, small and large business accounts, personal bank accounts, and much more. For more information, visit HancockWhitney.com. Hancock Whitney Bank, your dream, their mission. Now you're from the Baton Rouge area. You're a Louisiana guy, and you know, get this, y'all, an accounting major at SLU. So you've got a history teacher and an accounting major. Business owners, right?
That's right.
So, but I found that interesting. I'm like, you're probably the only duo of that around for sure. And not something you typically see, obviously. So somewhere along the line, y'all cross paths. Right? You had to. And so I want to hear that story. Alan, tell us a little bit how you met this guy and how you got into business with him.
Well, what ended up happening was I was actually helping my dad out on a couple of his landscaping jobs. He does a little bit of landscaping and lawn mowing. So while I wasn't doing one of my power washing jobs, I had stopped by one of his clients' house and saw a gentleman walk around the corner holding a rolling wheel in one hand and an iPad in the other. I looked at my father and I was like, he's doing a power washing quote. He looked at me like, no, what do you mean he's doing a power washing? How do you know that? And I was like, trust me, I know. I've done enough research, what I thought.
Yeah.
And I ended up going to talk to Tim, which should have been a 5-minute conversation of, hey, how you doing? This is what I do. Nice to meet you. Was a whole hour long conversation about power washing. And I had a goal for that year, which was I really want to meet a power washer in the industry. That way I can make sure I'm valuing my customers properly and valuing the industry properly. Cause I don't want to be the $99 guy. Of course you're going to hear about that on
you know,
any type of YouTube that you're going to find with power washing.
Yeah.
But, I had asked him, you know, hey, would that be okay for me to go ahead and come with you on a couple of jobs that you possibly had and, just learn. I just want to learn. Like I had no intention of actually going into business with somebody. I wanted to make sure I was doing the right thing.
Sure.
So as soon as I had talked to him about that, he was like, hey, I got a job this Saturday, I think it was. We met on a Wednesday, and he was like, hey, we got a job this Saturday with Terry School of Dance. Wasn't that right?
Yeah.
So we ended up, he told me, all right, go ahead and bring out some of the equipment that you're working with right now, and let me see what you got, and I'm going to show you what I got. I had a peanut compared to an elephant, as far as that goes, and it was just crazy. I mean, I got out there that day, brought my equipment, and I mean, I was running with the same run-of-the-mill stuff that he was rolling in with whenever he first got into power washing. So sure. It's like, I mean, we all start somewhere.
That's right.
And Tim will always tell me that all the time. It's just like, you know, we all start somewhere.
We all start somewhere. Look, when I started this podcast, I was filming with a cell phone camera. It was called Chapman's Paint Place. And so, I mean, I went from that to now I have a booth and you know, in my opinion, the best mics you can have anywhere in the world. So, yeah, you got to start somewhere. And then you reinvest in your business as you start making money. You buy better equipment.
That's
and
right.
All those sorts of things. But very interesting story there. So at some point, I mean, y'all start working together.
We started. I came in on that one job and learned a lot. He kind of really liked my work ethic and then asked me, hey, well, that job that we were quoting that day, hey, would you like to come out on that when we're doing it on Monday? I was like, oh, okay, sure. There you go.
So, Tim's thinking, man, I finally found someone with a brain. Yeah.
So, yeah, we joined that day, and I mean, it's just been like that ever since.
Yeah, yeah, very good. And of course, the company is Premier Exterior Cleaning LLC, and I was telling these guys yesterday, we had a little pre-meeting, and their logo is just phenomenal, and you'll see that on this episode. But you know, from Jump Street, you can tell that it's a company that has a lot of thought into what they're doing, even down to the logo, which to me kind of speaks for how someone cares about their company. If you just, you know, it got a plain Jane logo, I mean, you might be doing plain Jane work because you're not putting a whole lot of thought into stuff like that, in my opinion. Sure. We're going to continue on, and I want to get into, obviously, your business a little bit. Some things that maybe separate you guys from typical soft wash companies. And the first thing is that term. So there's pressure washing. You know, when people say pressure washing, everybody knows what they're talking about. And then there's soft washing, which people may or may not understand. So tell us the difference, whoever wants to take that one.
All right. Well, I'll take that one.
Sure.
Soft washing is basically you're using a chemical application with a surfactant, a soap.
Yep.
And it suspends the chemical so that it works for, and it stays wet and it works for a longer period of time. And then, you know, leave it for a dwell time, and then we rinse it off. We're basically using, instead of using 3,500 PSI of a pressure washer and blasting stuff off where we can do damage.
Yep.
We're using a soft wash, which is basically the pressure that comes out of your garden hose on a fan setting.
Yeah.
You know, so we're not causing any damage at all.
That's phenomenal.
To the
and still cleaning the surface just as if you had 6 trillion pounds of water coming out of there.
Absolutely. You know? And it's using the correct chemical for the correct application and the correct amount.
Yeah.
Because, you know, our idea is the less you use, the better it is.
Yeah.
You know, you want to use just enough to take care of it, but you don't want to go overboard because there is such a thing as, you know, not cleaning once you have too much. Regardless of what chemical it is, you know, it won't work if you use too much.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you too much of anything's a bad thing.
You know, and then, you know, you have problems with possibly, you know, we've got to follow rules and regulations by the DNR that says, okay, there's a lot of waterways and tributaries and bayous, and they may not run all the time, but we can't put that into
an
area
all.
That is running into a bayou.
Right. Right.
You know, so there are jobs that we actually, you have to have a reclamation machine for. Can we get one? Sure. Do we try to shy away from those because we do some of the smaller stuff. We're not industrial, so to speak.
Yeah.
But the big thing about soft washing is we're not doing any damage.
Right. Right. Very good point. And let me tell you from, you know, a lot of people listen to this, know my history. I was a sales rep for a paint company for a million years. And during that time, I looked at a lot of issues with pressure washing specifically. And more often than not, when I would look at like peeling complaints on the outside of a house with paint, it would always start with pressure washing because what would happen is that paint would kind of pop off of there. Or it would loosen that paint film, and paint is like the thread on a shirt. Once it starts peeling, it just keeps going and keeps going because water is working its way behind it just from rain and things like that. So the harder you put water on that surface, you're gonna pop that paint film at some point, even if it's just a little bit.
For that matter.
Yeah. So that is one big advantage to soft washing, and essentially you're letting the chemical do the work instead of the water pressure.
Very much.
Is that a good way to put it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Alan, I'm gonna turn to you, and I'm gonna ask you this one. What type of clients would you say you work for? So there's some companies, they just do, say, large commercial projects.
Right.
What would you say is kind of your bread and butter clients?
Our bread and butter clients are generally those who are in the market right now of selling their house.
Yeah.
I mean, that is definitely somebody that we want to get in touch with because getting your house cleaned is extremely important with getting it on the market and off the market as quick as possible.
I agree.
I mean, everybody wants to have a clean house, but once you have a clean house, it really makes it easy to sell because if it looks amazing on the outside, imagine what it looks like on the inside.
Yes. And not only easy to sell, but you're probably going to sell it for more money.
That is possible, yes.
You know, if there's someone like me who's very analytical and they're walking around that house, they're calculating, well, I'm going to have to pressure wash this. So I'm definitely going to ask for, you know, $1,000 off or whatever. And so you don't have to worry about that. It's just going to get more eye appeal. Eye appeal is buy appeal. How do you like that?
Right. Yeah.
Just thought of that one. Eye appeal is buy appeal. So, yeah, you can work with realtors, things like that.
Homeowners. Mm-hmm. We are fully licensed and insured. So
yes.
We can take care of commercial jobs just as well as we can take care of residential jobs. But specifically right now, we're getting to graduation season. So we have a lot of people that are either, one, they're having crawfish boils at their house, or two, their child is graduating or grandchild, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And they're all probably thinking, oh, my goodness, we need to get this place cleaned up before we have a whole bunch of people over.
Yeah.
That's something that we want to do. I mean, one, we're going to take care of you and make sure that you're safe as far as wrapping up outlets and making sure we're keeping your property safe. But we're also going to get it clean and get it clean in the best way that we can possibly see fit.
Yeah, and that's, you know, as you folks are listening to this podcast, one thing that you may pick up on is they're very detail-oriented, these two guys. They're not going on over there and just spraying water and bleach or something like that, and boom, your house is clean and I'm gone. You know, here's the bill. They take a lot of time and put a lot of effort into, I guess you could say, pre-soft washing, just very walking around the house and kind of looking for things that may be an issue before they even start, which is impressive. Not many guys do that. So before we get into kind of all the things that you do I want to talk a little bit about what you do and what type of substrates you deal with. And one of those is concrete. That's a good one to start with. Yes, concrete indeed. Driveways are something that around here, I mean, you'll see grime on them in no time. You know, it's just part of the environment we have here. So, take us kind of through your process you use on like driveways.
William Waldrop of TWFG Insurance in Denham Springs can service all of your insurance needs, offering auto, life, health, and commercial insurance. William Waldrop of TWFG Insurance is a proud supporter of Local Leaders, the podcast.
What specific?
So whenever it comes to concrete cleaning, of course, we're using a surface cleaner, which is one of those, we walk behind it. It has a pretty decent sized disc. I'm sure you've probably seen people start flying off with it. It's not really that fun, but you know, it is what it is.
It looks fun until you get behind one, and then it's like, you know, this ain't like Tom Sawyer painting the fence.
No, no, not at all, not at all. But first what we do, it's a two-step application, or three steps, I guess you could say. First, we do a pre-treat to that concrete. So we use a low-level concentration of our chemical in order to allow that to well into the concrete and kill whatever top bacteria is on there and loosen it up a little bit before we put the surface cleaner on it. Then we go ahead and hit it with the surface cleaner, clean it up as best as possible, make sure we get the edges. I mean, one big thing is we like to make sure that we're getting as detailed and as oriented as we can to that edge of your driveway, because nothing's worse than lifting up a blade of grass and seeing a whole bunch of dirt underneath. Oh man, we didn't get that area.
Yeah.
But so we make sure we're very, very detail oriented whenever we're going through with the surface cleaner. And then once we're finished with that, then we do a post-treat. That right there is really, really important. And honestly, I would say arguably the most important part of the job, because it helps your concrete stay cleaner longer. Okay. So it's the same application that we were doing in the very beginning where the pre-treat, then we're just doing it post.
Yeah.
And we're allowing that chemical to dwell on there, and it's killing, I would say, probably anywhere to about an inch underneath the surface.
It's it depends on how long you let it dwell. We're in what concentration we're using.
Very much.
But typically we can say it's going to be a centimeter into the concrete.
Yeah.
Which is going to kill all the algae.
Yeah.
And so it won't come back. You know, stuff that drops on top of it.
Yeah, that's a little different.
But algae typically on concrete grows from the bottom up.
Right.
You know, you can clean the surface, but you notice it comes back really quick.
Right.
Well, we kill it down deep, so it takes longer for it to come back up. Because
that's a good point.
Concrete is so porous, it holds a lot of water.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know,
so where is your algae going to be?
Right.
It's going to be where the water is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's going to come up. But we do have a no tiger stripe guarantee.
Yeah.
No tiger stripe guarantee. I like it.
Yes.
Yeah, because you'll see that typically with people that, let's just say, they don't do it for a living. And you'll get those tiger stripes in there, and those are no fun. And they'll drive you nuts too, because I've been there. I've had them.
Right.
And I'm like, oh gosh. And then you're trying to wash out the stripes, and then it's like, oh yeah. It just
you can only
worse.
Do so much. One thing with those surface cleaners a lot is that you're going on varying levels of how far you are from the concrete. So whenever you're making that pass, that area that you're going over twice with that surface cleaner, I mean, it's going to get cleaner than all the rest that are in the center, because the way that the thing works, it's not going to allow you to get everything as clean as possible.
Very good.
That's why we do what we do, because it makes that no stripe policy
really
bright and shine.
Yeah, so great point. And again, just kind of shows the extra steps that you take to ensure that the homeowner's happy or the commercial client's happy. And that's always important. Now, you also do roofs.
That is correct.
Let me tell y'all, if you ever seen, and we're going to flash up some pictures before and after while we're talking about this stuff, but if you ever seen a before and after roof after it's been cleaned by these guys, it makes like a ton of difference in the look of your house.
Oh, very much so.
Um, it, a lot of people will pressure wash their house, but not their roof, or I say pressure soft wash their house, but not their roof. And so it looks good. The house looks good, but then you got this grimy roof and it almost doesn't blend right with it. So y'all do that stuff too. Tell me about that process.
Sure. Tim, would you like to go ahead and handle that soft wash?
Sure. Sure. Basically the process is just like everything else. We do an inspection first. We get up and we actually get up, if we can, on the roof, because as we're going through, we want to see how dirty it is, how much, that's going to tell us how much chemical we're going to use. It's going to tell us ladder positions, if we're going to shoot from the ground or we're going to shoot from the roof. There's a lot of things go into it, but we also, we're checking for wind damage. We're checking for hail damage. We're checking for broken shingles, dried shingles, and we're going to let the homeowner know that prior to us putting our quote in. The reason being is if there's a possibility that they're going to be able to get a new roof, why would we wash it?
Right.
You know, let's give them the opportunity to get something, you know, to replace if they can.
Yeah, right.
You know, so, but once we, you know, make that assessment, we talk to the homeowner, and then they give us the go-ahead to do it. You know, we'll clean right from the top of the chimney all the way down to, the, you know, everything below that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Once again, it's a low-pressure, high-volume process. We're using about 70 to 80 PSI to put out the chemical on the roof with a surfactant. We let it dwell. We rinse. We rinse down all the plants. We pre-rinse. We pre-soak the ground around the house.
Yeah.
We pre-rinse the plants. We rinse the plants as, because I got a ground guy.
Sure.
And he's rinsing as we're spraying.
Okay.
So if there's any overspray, he's diluting that chemical as it comes out, so it's not killing anything.
Very good. Yeah.
And then when we rinse, we not only rinse the roof, but we rinse the plants, and we're flooding everything as we go on to dilute everything, so it becomes inert much faster.
Very good.
And then in some cases, I mean, whenever doing houses, especially that have gutters, I mean, depending on what type of applications we're doing, if we have to do a very heavy application, we're going to make sure we bag those gutters.
Yeah.
And that's extremely important, especially for your property, because we don't want to kill anything. We're there to solve problems, not make them.
Yeah.
So especially when we're putting high volume down those gutters, we want to make sure, one, we're wetting the gutters, because gutters, you know, they'll take in that chemical and it can't harm the gutters as far as the look of them.
Sure.
But of course, you know, making sure that whenever it's coming out of those gutter lines and going down the downspouts, we want to make sure we're collecting that as much as possible.
So anything you're putting on there chemical wise, you're very cognizant, I'm seeing, diluting that to the point that it's irrelevant, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got it. We've actually hired a guy. We had a huge house we did not too long ago. Lots of downspouts on the water.
Yep.
We can't let that, we can't let this chemical get in the water. It will kill fish.
Yeah.
So we're running extra long bags off these gutters. And his sole job was to go, and we had multiple bags around each gutter, to go from gutter to gutter to gutter, pull bags, dump them into our reclamation tank, replacing the bag before he takes it off. That was his only job for 8 hours that day.
Wow. Oh,
yeah. You know,
that's awesome.
I mean, it makes a massive difference. And like,
And it shows y'all that how much y'all care about that side of it. You know, it's much more than just about cleaning the house. I mean, there's a lot more steps involved that y'all take to ensure that the customer's satisfied.
Indeed.
Right.
Indeed.
Very important. And let's talk about, you brought up gutters, and you also clean gutters.
Oh yes. Yeah. We do some gutter cleaning.
Yeah.
Don't do it as much anymore. But, you know, I do. But, yes, honestly, especially for those of you that have gotten a brand new roof in the past couple of months due to the hurricanes, one big reason why you will start having tracking as far as dirt and debris on your roof going to make that roof dirty over time is because the gutters are clogged or they're filled with stuff that is just
it's a great
disgusting
point.
But I mean, you grow with your house.
Sure.
I mean, you never realize that your gutters are overflowing until you're looking out the window one day on a really rainy day and then you have brown water spilling over the side, like, whoa, what happened there? So yes, we do gutter cleaning. There's many ways that you can go ahead and clean the gutter. It's not really the most you know, enlightening conversation about yeah. something to be doing, but
it's glamorous.
Yeah,
it is. It's
glamorous. I like watching other people do it.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
It's very fun to watch.
But I usually, my process is generally I clean them out by hand, and I haul off the debris wow. with me, and then after that I do a full spray down. So I use a power washer. We're using high volume, so yeah. we're basically putting as much water down there as possible. And cleaning out those downspouts, that way everything's flowing properly.
Yeah, you're that's, flushing I mean, that's that puppy out,
exactly.
basically.
That's what you need to do. I mean, it's the best way to do it.
100%.
I also do gutter guard installations every now and again. I mean, I don't believe that gutter guards are needed for absolutely everything. I mean, there's certain areas of your house that need it more than others.
Sure.
And just like Tim and I generally like to say, you know, we're not a one-stop shop where it's like, hey, we're going to do that for that price. I mean, everything is a case-by-case basis. We're going to make sure we assess your house, your gutters, for instance. I'm going to assess your gutters the way that they need to be assessed.
Yeah.
If I don't need to clean one out, I'm not going to charge you for, you know, the massive clean out. I'm right. just going to go ahead and rinse it and just make sure it's flowing properly.
Very good. And look, people, probably one of the most important things you can do is keep your gutters cleaned out as far as the investment in your house. Those gutters can back up. They can hold water against your soffit and fascia. And they can literally rot your wood if you're not careful. I found that out the hard way, FYI. So yeah, you definitely want to make sure. And it is nothing. There is absolutely nothing fun about doing that yourself. I can promise you it is worth every single penny to have someone go out there and do it. It's just it's a job that if you don't do it exactly right, what's going to happen is you're going to leave stuff in there. There's going to be debris you don't see that you're tired and you don't feel like trying to find. And the next thing you know, a month later, it's going to be clogged up again because it wasn't done properly. Sandra Richard has been in the business of selling homes for over 20 years. This award-winning realtor brings the perfect blend of professionalism, integrity, and client satisfaction to every buying and selling transaction. A passion for both her clients and her community makes Sandra the perfect choice when buying or selling your home. So if you're in need, call the Cajun Lady, Sandra Richard, at 225-955-5484 or visit her on the web at sandrasellshouses.com. Sandra Richard, a proud sponsor of Local Leaders Podcast. And I want to talk about that for a second before we move on. And that is, you know, people are no different than me. Hey, I can do that. I can wash my house. I can wash my concrete. I can clean out my gutters. But there's a big difference in getting something done professionally. And in your world, really, it's about, number one, knowing your chemicals. It's about kind of taking responsibility for the work that you do. You know, if a homeowner messes up something, it's on them. And if you don't do this every day, all day, there's a much larger percentage of something going wrong than someone that does this for a living and they're insured and they've got... You know, these guys are going on a roof and they're looking for things for two reasons. One, they want to protect you. Two, they want to protect them. They don't want to go up there and they haven't done a proper inspection and then clean a roof and a shingle that was loose from the hurricane flies off. And then the homeowner wants to blame you and say, well, you blew it off my roof when you were pressure washing it.
Right.
So, you know, it's something where experience really matters, especially with what you guys do. It's not as easy as just going down there and spraying down your house. And a lot of people listening to this probably know that, not even from a physical standpoint, just from a knowledge standpoint. I mean, these chemicals are serious business, right?
Oh, very much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you got to know these proper dilution ratios. You've got to keep your house. I'm going to give you all just one example of a kind of a nightmare story that I've heard many times from people pressure washing themselves or soft washing. And one of those is I was in the paint business and looked at complaints. And I used to have people call me and say, I've got yellow spots. Your paint's changing color. And it's turning yellow, but it's just in spots. And now, me being in the business as long as I had, I knew that was impossible. So so I'm like,
not with Farrell.
What color did you have? Yeah, definitely not with Farrell. So I'd be like, what color did you have? Well, it's white. And now I've got like yellow spots. And I'm thinking, wow, these people are crazy or something. So I go over there and I look at it. And sure enough, like spotted giraffe, they'd have yellow spots. And this happened a lot, y'all. So I would take a little putty knife and I would peel a piece of that paint off and I would send it to our lab in Memphis and they would test it. Almost every single time it came back, and this was more than 10 occasions over my career, it was bleach. Every single time, not almost. What the issue ended up being, and almost in every case of this, the homeowner had just pressure washed their house like a month prior. So you already see kind of a pattern. What was happening in Louisiana, it is so hot in the summer times here that people were power washing their house and they were mixing bleach and water. Number one, not at the right ratio. Number two, they were spraying it on and it was drying before they would spray it off because they try to do like the whole front of the house at once without washing off the bleach and doing it in smaller sections.
Oh, yeah.
So it was literally drying the bleach onto their paint film and doing what we call burning their paint film.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what you get when you do it yourself. And so these homeowners, you know, they didn't know. And when I explained it to them, they're like, oh. But it's exactly what it is. So that's why you hire professionals. Y'all keep that surface wet constantly, right?
Oh, very
that's
much
right.
So.
Probably one of the most important things you can do when you're dealing with chemicals is just keep whatever surface it is that you're spraying wet. So that's
a big thing that we make sure that we do is we do a test spot.
Yeah.
With everything that's with a roof wash, with a house wash, with concrete cleaning, we do test spots. Mm-hmm. Reason why we do that is because we want to make sure, like he was talking about earlier, we least amount of chemical as possible.
Sure.
So, I mean, if we're going heavy, we want to make sure we turn that down, make sure we're not going to cause any problems with that or have it too hot to where you're going to have that problem.
Yeah. Yeah. It's obvious they care about what they do because okay. You're not going to get that out of a lot of folks. So one of the things I wanted to impress on the show today is the importance of hiring out things, even if you're physically capable of doing it. Sometimes that's not, enough knowledge to go out there and actually tackle these things. And besides, who wants to? It's the weekend. Go fishing. Let these guys take care of it, right?
That's right.
That's it. So one of the other issues primarily in Louisiana is our mildew problem.
Very much so.
Look, we live in a rainforest. Everybody knows that. It's horrible here with mold and mildew. It's not something that an individual person causes. This is just our environment. We've got a lot of trees. It rains here a lot. And when it's not raining, the sun doesn't shine, 24 hours a day. So that is just like a firestorm for mildew.
Very much so.
A lot of people don't realize mold and mildew actually fly through the air. Mold spores fly.
Absolutely.
And they attach.
From house to house to house, you can actually go to and I pointed this out to him when he started with me because he'd never done a roof.
Yeah.
We went out to Pelican Crossing, a fairly new subdivision.
Yeah.
In Gonzales. And I was doing some roofs out there. And I said, I'll look at this. I said, you can actually see because that algae has moved from roof to roof to roof.
Yeah.
And those houses out there are no older, at least in that particular part of the neighborhood, no older than 8 years old.
Yeah.
Normally, you're not going to see any type of algal streaking or anything like that until about year 13, 14 on age of a roof.
Yeah.
Not in Louisiana. Especially when there's no especially when there's no trees around there.
Yeah.
But you could actually, he says, well, why so soon? I said, because it travels from house to house to house.
100%.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason behind it, because there's no tree cover to keep that off there and keep them dry.
Yeah.
It just moves.
It really does.
And whenever they are fed the right amount of stuff that they need, good sunlight, heck of a lot of moisture.
Smart guy.
Louisiana has.
That's exactly right. And a lot of people, in my days, they would say, your paint's mildewing, you need to come look at it. And I go there and look and you know, be surface mildew, because you can tell, you know, there's two types, embedded and surface.
Right.
Surface is from, you know, trees blowing mold spores onto that paint film, and paint has minerals in it. Mm-hmm. So what happens is it becomes a food source. That's why it grows like this. And it's nothing necessarily to do with the paint. It's everything to do with, that's just what it attached to. I had a lady one time arguing with me, there's the paint. I said, well, let me ask you this. When you calling your brick guy out? Cause you got paint all, I mean, you got mold all over your brick. Your brick's not painted. So is he going to replace your brick? And it clicked, you know, it sounded like I was being sarcastic, but for her, it clicked that, well, it's on the paint, you're right, but it's also on your brick, on your mailbox. When are these guys going to replace? Yeah, it's an environment issue. And look, sprinkler systems and gardens that come on, they're beautiful, and they save you a lot of time having to water your garden, but you're going to have more mold and mildew problems than if you didn't have that. Pools in the backyard.
Oh, look around your condensing unit, around your air-conditioned condensing unit.
Oh, that's big.
It's always black around it.
That's right.
Always. Because
very good point.
Lots of moisture.
Lots of moisture.
And
usually shaded.
And we can take it off there.
Oh, very much.
No problem.
Yeah.
I mean, and when it comes out, it's just so satisfying.
It really is.
Well, the great thing about what y'all do is when you leave at the end of the day, you can see the fruits of your labor.
Absolutely.
Right? That's a big thing. That's why people like to build things. And, you know, because when it's done, it's, I did this. You know, so it's nice to be in a work environment, I would imagine, where, you know, the house can look 100 years old, and when you're done, it looks like it was built yesterday. That's probably pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I always like to tell people what we do is therapeutic.
Yes.
I mean, whenever you're starting off with something that looks a little bit cluttered or doesn't look that great, I mean, you don't feel as great. You know, you're looking at it like, oh, man, I really got to get this taken care of, but I don't really want to do that.
Yeah.
And then you finally get it done, and you feel this weight that was lifted. And sometimes it's weights that you didn't even know that you had.
Right.
But, I mean, the home is one of the most valuable assets that you're going to buy, one of the most valuable assets you're going to buy in your life.
Yeah.
So whenever you take care of that, I mean, it really gives you a sense of pride.
Agreed.
At least I find the pride in making sure that your investment is taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's awesome, man, because, you know, y'all – work a lot off referrals, I'm sure. You know, word of mouth, right? People saying, hey, you got to call the guys at Premier. They really care about your house. You know, it's not just about money to them. They have a passion for this stuff. And that's a beautiful thing. And usually when you find people like that, they're going to do a lot better job. I would go way out on a limb and assure people of that. BJ Pawn and Gun in Denham Springs wants to buy your unwanted gold jewelry, gold coins, and gold bullion. With 30 years of experience operating in the Livingston Parish area, BJ Pawn wants to be your source when selling your gold. So stop by BJ Pawn today for a no-obligation offer. BJ Pawn, a proud sponsor of Local Leaders, the podcast. So let's get into the main thing that you do, obviously, and that is houses. You know, Louisiana, I mean, you're in a great environment for what you do. That's for sure.
Certainly.
You can almost soft wash. I got to learn that word. Soft wash. You can almost soft wash your house every spring around here, honestly, and it wouldn't hurt anything.
No.
But our environment just kind of demands that people do that upkeep. And I say this a lot, but people will, you know, they'll wash their cars. They'll wash themselves. They'll, you know, they'll keep those things up. But when it comes to their house, their biggest investment for most people, they don't maintain it like they should. And you know, soft washing is maintenance just like anything else. It's like not changing the oil in your car to me. I mean, it's something that if you don't do, you're going to have serious problems, right?
You could.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the great thing about, you know, we've got, I say a majority of our residential clients are, we do their houses yearly.
Yeah.
You know, and that's probably about 30% of our business.
Just about.
And every, like clockwork, you know, and they understand the value because, once again, they're getting somebody that has eyes on their soffits and on their brick and on their siding. You know, I had a customer said, well, you damaged my siding at the bottom here. I said, that's a lawnmower.
Yeah.
You know, I said, we don't use any pressure at all.
Yeah.
You know,
that's we could stick our hand in front of that thing and pull a trigger all day and you would never see a drop of blood.
And, it was one of our first. Now the customer has been a customer of mine for 3 years.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, he's taking care of us, you know, cause I called their lawn care people. And I said, you guys got to come out and look at this. I did that for them, but because I'm not going to take that liability when I know it wasn't me, number one.
Right.
You know, and I said, what color decks do you have on your small mowers? Oh, they're red. And I said, yeah, I got a little red streak on the side of this and it's broken.
Yeah.
I said, would you like to talk to the customer, your homeowner? And he's like, yeah, we'll take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, that made the customer feel much better.
Sure.
You know, but once again, you have eyes on at least once a year on those problem areas that, you know, you might have a rotten spot at some place. It can, you know, it'd be okay for a year and then, hey, I'll keep my eye on it for you, and we'll see what happens.
Or even like a house that we did just recently, we clean her like once a year, and the caulk on the inside of the lines on their house was starting to go. Because I mean, you clean and clean and clean, and over time, materials start to break down.
Yeah.
So you would let her know. It's like, hey, we are scheduled to come out next year and clean, but. Or get a little bit of an eye on this and check and see how it goes. And next time we come by, you might want to just go ahead and get with a painter.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. And one thing we were talking about in the pre-meetings that we do is the fact that you kind of go even the extra step. One of the things they said they do, and I was like, wow, the times that I pressure washed my house, I didn't do this stuff. I never even thought about doing it, but taping off your electrical outlets.
Very much.
Huge. And I can guarantee you, probably 99% of people out there, professionals or not, don't do it. Doors. Tape off doors?
We tape off the doorknobs, the door locks at the bottom of the door, just in case. Not that any could, but weather stripping in Louisiana wears out really.
Oh, yeah.
It wears out.
Sure.
So we tape the bottom of the door. The first thing you can see us do when we show up, we have got one guy. We always have two-man crew.
Mm-hmm.
One guy's pulling hoses, getting them, you know, and setting them correctly. Another guy is out there. He's taping outlets. He's taping doorknobs and door locks, and he's wrapping fans
and TVs,
outdoor fans.
Yeah,
we're wrapping
another thing. We
get up and we wrap the motor on that, and that's a just in case. But we're not going to, you know, once again, we're not going to spray water up into your fan, but it's just in case. And then outdoor TVs, you know, we wrap those.
Yeah,
and we unplug them and we tape up that outlet behind the TV, and you know, it's just. It's peace of mind for the homeowner, but it's protection for us.
Right.
Know, we'll go. It takes us an extra 20 minutes on a job to do that stuff.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we protect you and us?
That's right. Mm-hmm. 100%. I agree with that. And another reason why you'd want to do business with these guys. Now, so say someone's listening to us right now, and they're like, man, my house looks horrible. I'm pressure washing 9 years. Right. I was gonna blame all this on the paint. Whatever. Let's say they're doing that and they're like, man, how can I get in touch with these guys? And I would assume, so tell me about estimates. Is that something that you just offer free of charge or free estimates? And so people hearing this, hopefully you'll have 100 of them calling you and they'll be saying, I heard you on Local Leaders.
Certainly love it.
Yeah.
Or at least to have that conversation.
And I would love that as well. So how would they go about getting in touch with you? What would the process be to get you out there to get a quote?
You can, I'm sure that you're going to end up putting one of our cards or at least our business information out there. Yep. Best way to do would be to give us a call.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best way to get in touch with us. We're very, very personable people. We have our phones on us all the time. We're ready to answer any calls that you possibly have or with any questions that you possibly have. I mean, we're here to help.
Yeah.
And we like to make everything clean.
They absolutely do. And let me tell you, Alan is personable. That's for sure. He's in a BNI group, not the same one I'm in, but he's in a BNI group and does a very good job of his 45 second. I love listening to yours, but although he's not in my group, he's always at my group because he's smart. Hey,
whenever I can't work, I network.
Ooh, I like. See, he has some great ones. And give us your tagline.
What was it? Oh, yeah.
There's a million of them, but.
No, I have a lot. I like to come up with jingles all the time. My group will always say that. But I love to say right now, it's like, make your neighbors jealous by calling us cleaning fellas.
I love it. I haven't heard that one. I like it.
You didn't run that one by me.
That's okay. I tend to stick myself in a sometimes.
Very good. And y'all can't tell this, but Tim came in. He was limping today a little bit. He had some crutches. He had a little arthritis messing with him. That's what happens when we get old like me and Tim. You know, we get those little aggravating injuries. But he's getting better every day. So
that's right.
He said he's going to be up there cleaning out gutters in no time.
Exactly. Stephanie Berthelot and the crew at SR Enterprise can handle it all. From sheetrock to texture, to paint. Give Stephanie a call at 504-432-9284. SR Enterprise, where they spread the paint and you spread the word.
So do y'all have like a Facebook?
We do have a Facebook page. Yep, Facebook, awesome. Instagram. We're on both of those.
Yeah, and what I'll do is I'll link those to the description of this video. And that way, folks, if you're driving or something like that, no worries. Don't worry about it. We're going to link it at the bottom, and you can just scroll down when you get to where you're going and click on it, and boom, off you go. Give them a like on Facebook.
Please.
Let's see how much we can make these guys grow. Facebook's great for your type of business because you can show pictures of your jobs and befores and afters and all that sort of stuff. And as I said at the beginning of this, we're going to link, or rather we're going to show you pictures as we go of what we talked about today. So that'll be real interesting. Believe it or not, I've been going almost an hour now. It seems like about 5 minutes, don't it?
Yeah, very much
so. I'm tell you what, when you sit and you talk about soft washing, you can go forever, folks. Us three sure. So thank you very much for coming on. Y'all had fun?
Thanks for having us.
Had a great time.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Oh, man, and my pleasure. I can talk about this stuff all day. And please, if you reach out to them, let them know you heard this podcast on Local Leaders. And definitely get a quote and let these guys do your house. You will not be disappointed. They're just some great guys, and you might even get a history lesson out of that, or maybe someone will do your taxes. I don't know, but one way or the other, we're gonna get it done. And I want to thank all my sponsors for supporting Local Leaders, a podcast. We couldn't do any of this without all of them guys. They keep us rolling over here. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman reminding you, love your community, support local business, just like Premier Exterior Cleaning, and keep leading. Thank you very much. Fit Blends of Denim Springs can help you with everything from meal prep to supplements. I love it that they serve breakfast all day. In addition to the best ultra-healthy wraps you can really get anywhere in Livingston Parish. They are home of the $5 Smoothie Friday and are an amazing sponsor of Local Leaders, the podcast. Fit Blends Denim Springs, fast, fit food for you.